الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Today is the 28th of Jumad al-Thani 1433, which corresponds to the 19th of May 2012. It's a Saturday night or Saturday evening here at the Mushrifa Da'wah Center. And we are really, really, really towards the end of the book. It's a very, I don't know whether I should be happy or sad. It's mixed feelings, you know. Happy on the one hand that, you know, we're almost finished with the book. Sad that that book is so valuable that we're going to finish it. But Allah musta'an. So we were discussing some of the traits of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And basically, we spoke about some of their the character, the moral that they're upon, them keeping the kinship ties, being kind to the poor, the needy, the traveler, the wayfarer. They don't like to be boastful, they don't like arrogance, they don't like this and that, and the different things which we should all try to implement in our lives along with our shortcomings. Wallahu musta'an. We stopped at the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, قَوْلُ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِمَعَالِي الْأَخْلَاقَ. Ma'ali. Have you ever heard him say, Ma'ali al-Wazir? Ma'ali al-Wazir. Wazir is what? Minister. Ma'ali is His Highness. Alaykum salam. No way. Wow. Naif al-Utaybi himself. We should celebrate. Not Eid. We only have two Eids, alhamdulillah. But make a special celebration for the arrival of Fadilat Sheikh Naif al-Utaybi. Tayyib. Ma'ali, then you say Ma'ali is like something Ali. From Ulu. Ala. Sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la. Guys, we have to be familiar with these words. Yani, don't just know one derivative, one form of the word. Familiarize yourself with the others. So that term Ali, Ali, by the way, the name, an Ali, wa huwa al-Aliyyu al-Azim, an Ulu, an A'la, an Ya'lu, an Ali. All of these come from the same idea of being high and above, transcendence. So Ma'ali al-Akhlaq, the lofty traits in character, the high ones, not the lowly ones. Ay ma kana 'aliyan minha, whatever is high and above and of high esteem. Kasidqi. Kasidqi. Like what? What is sidq? The young man over here. Don't be afraid. The one who gives no answer is equal to the one who gives an answer. They both get fired. What? Sadiq, Sadiq. They say he's Sadiq. Rajul Sadiq. Saduq. As-Sadiq al-Masduq. Saddaqt. Siddiq. Friend? Bajat Allah Sadiq, huh? Zakallah khair. Siddiq is truthfulness, right? Wal-Afaf.
Forgiving.
What? That's one of Ibrahim's stunts, man. Abdul Majid, come on. Ha, Ibrahim, give us one of your quick fatawa, barakallah fiqh. Afaf, afaf. Wallah, he said, I don't know, that's the biggest fatwa. Alaykum salam. Afaf, chastity. Iffa. To stay away from haram, particularly zina. Wa ada' al amana. Ada' al amana. To fulfill the trust. Wa nahwi dhalik, and things of the sort. Wa yanhawna an safasifiha. And they prohibit and forbid the lowly things, the insignificant things, the trivial things. أي رديئها, يعني the things which are bad, unimportant. كالكذب, like lying. والخيانة, treachery. والفواحش, abhorrent sins. All these, you know, zina-related things, kind of thing. ونحو ذلك. قوله وكل ما يقولونه ويفعلونه من هذا وغيره فإنما هم متبعون للكتاب والسنة. And all that which they say and that which they do in regards to that or even other than that, they are simply following the kitab, the book and the sunnah. Whatever they do, they refer back to the kitab and the sunnah. وطريقتهم هي دين الإسلام. Their tariqah is دين الإسلام. Not Naqshbandi.
Not some tariqah of some Sufi master somewhere, I don't know where. No, no, that's not their tariqah. Their tariqah is Deenul Islam. الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ بِهِ مُحَمَّدًا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ The one which Allah sent the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم with. Now, can any one of these Sufis claim that the Prophet عليه السلام was teaching a special tariqah to his companions where they would have to sit there and do ABC like they were doing? No. They will not be able to do so, never. Never, unless they fabricate a narration and Allah has protected the deen in such a way that if someone fabricates a narration, can they get away with it? Nope. Busted. They will be busted the same day. That's a fabricated hadith. Because where are they going to get the chain of narrators from? How are they going to come up with they may come up with the nas, the text of the hadith. But what about the chain? So we will not accept the nas, the text, without the chain. We need a chain. Fulan heard it from Fulan, heard it from Fulan, from Fulan, from Fulan, from the Sahabi, from the Prophet ﷺ. And if they can't bring that, then they can't bring a hadith. And they cannot bring that. See how difficult it is to fabricate. It is easy to fabricate, but it's very easy to be also caught fabricating. Ah. ونعم كل ما يقولونه أي أهل السنة والجماعة يقولونه everything that they say meaning أهل السنة والجماعة that's it's referring to them the ha is referring to them ويفعلونه من هذا وغيره and the same thing as to that which they do فإنما هم فيه متبعون الكتاب والسنة in regards to that they are following the كتاب and the سنة وهذه حال ينبغي أن ينتبه لها this is a condition which deserves some attention That you should pay attention to it. وهو أننا كل ما نقوله وكل ما نفعله أو كل ما نقوله وكل ما نفعله نشعر حال قوله أو فعله أننا نتبع فيه الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام. Excellent. That we, in regards to everything which we say and everything which we do, we should feel at that time that we're following the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Don't worry about him. The class is here. This is a visitor. He will come, he will go. Everybody's looking at him. What did I say right now?
Everybody looking at him.
Exactly. And before that, Ibrahim? My point exactly. I don't know. You see? That's how the shaitan works. Not that the brother is a shaitan. I'm gonna tell him outside. He said you're a shaitan. No, that's a brother. But the shaitan works in this fashion. Try to distract us for things that are really unimportant. See, I even lost my chain of thoughts. Wallahu musta'an. Ala kulli hal. Naam. So we should feel this. It's a very critical statement. It's important that when we are saying things and doing things, we should feel that we are emulating. We're following the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. مع الإخلاص لله while being sincere to Allah لتكون أقوالنا وأفعالنا كلها عبادات لله عز وجل so that all of our statements and all of our actions will become acts of worship which is not our condition we don't feel this way we talk all kinds of garbage and we fight and we scream and we do all things which have nothing to do with the sunnah right Allah musta'an ولهذا يقال إن عبادات الغافلين عادات وعادات المنتبهين عبادات. Whoa, who can translate this one? إن عبادات الغافلين عادات. طيب, let's take it one word at a time. إن, verily, indeed. عبادات, acts of worship. I cannot say worships. There's no such noun. Okay, the verb. He worships Allah, but acts of worship. Al-ghafilin, the heedless, the absent-minded. Adat,
habits.
Isn't that true? The acts of worship of those who are heedless are nothing but habits. And this is very evident in Salah. In Salah, if you really want to know where the person is, check out a Salah. If his salah is merely a habit, just Allahu Akbar, done. It's like, whoa, man. Brother, mashallah, Guinness Book of Records, anyone? We got a new winner here. Who's after you? Who's after you? Is it Iqama time? No, Habibi, there's 15 minutes for Iqama. Nothing. There's absolutely nothing going on. Done. That's called a'ada. It's a habit. I got to pray tahiyat al-masjid. Come on, man. I'm not going to sit down in the masjid without praying tahiyat al-masjid. Zakallah khair. Pray then. Because the Prophet ﷺ said regarding that, he told the man, irji' fasalli, fa'annaka lam tusalli. Go back and pray. He didn't pray. 3 times he sent him back. Because the salah was no good. No good. It was nothing but a'ada. You see? So either we pray a salah that is of value, or we pray a salah that is of value. I'm going to tell you not to pray. Pray. But we have to pray correctly. So in many cases, siyam, zakah, sadaqah, salah, all of these for the heedless people, it's nothing but a habit. Everybody does it, so we do it along with them. It's just the norm. It's the norm. It becomes a habit that we do it, but there's no true spirituality attached to it. And that is our condition. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ اللَّهِ نَسَأَلُ اللَّهِ جَعَلْنَنَا مِمَّنْ يَرْحَمَهُمْ وَعَادَاتُ الْمُنْتَبِهِينَ عِبَادَاتِ. Now, it flips around. The habitual acts of the mindful people are acts of worship. So now eating becomes an ibadah. Because when you eat, you are thinking of first Bismillah. Then you say, you're thinking ni'mah from Allah. Alhamdulillah, this is a ni'mah. You make sure you eat with your right hand. You make sure you eat with 3 fingers. And if the food is such which you cannot eat with 3 fingers, then you probably, preferably use a fork or a spoon, which is better in this regard than shoving your hand into the plate and taking out a juicy rice and shoving it in your mouth like the way people eat today. As if he's been in the desert for 3 years, haven't seen food, and finally he's getting his share just before he dies. What happened, brother? What is this form of eating, this monstrous, you know, animalistic way of eating is ridiculous. People, it's scary. Sitting with them, scary. Just, It's like he's fighting with the food, man. Slow down, akhi, may choke. Kill yourself. Either eat with these 3 lovely fingers, barakallah fiqh. If the food is rice, soup, something, then as Shaykh al-Albani said, the spoon is closer to the sunnah because you're still using 3 forks. Three fingers. You grab it with 3 fingers, and it's not like it's a ibadah itself. You understand what I'm saying? It's like a fork is a bid'ah. It's a bid'ah of the dunya. You may use other meat because otherwise someone will say, well, back then they didn't have a special bowl for soup. So now you using a soup bowl is a bid'ah because they didn't use it back then. We say, akhi, this is all flexibility here. Whether they invent a spoon or a fork or chopsticks for the Chinese people, that doesn't concern us. What matters is that you put this food in your body using your right hand and using 3 fingers. Now, what are the means? It doesn't matter. But going against that into the five hand or the full hand with the palm and the 5 fingers, that's pretty extreme. Okay? So then if you eat in this fashion with that sunnah way, and then when you're done you say Alhamdulillah, and then if there's food left you make sure that nothing is thrown away because it's a ni'mah, this is ibadah. And 2 people can sit down and have dinner, one does not care about any of these things. Anything that comes in his hand, whether left or right, he eats. Huh? Whatever is closer, he eats. It doesn't matter. He doesn't think about ibadah now. Right, left. And he doesn't think food waste, let's throw it in the trash. Who cares? Now, this became an ada for this person, which is eating is a habit. It's not an ibadah in and of itself. Unless you apply the sunnah in it, therefore, elevating it to the state of ibadah. So, the food, the consumption of food, becomes an ibadah in the case of the person who took into consideration all these things I mentioned right now. And of course, there's more to it. Of course, you make the dua at the end. Alhamdulillah, ladhi at'amani hadha wa razaqnihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwwa. And if someone fed you, say, Allahumma at'im man at'amana, waski man saqana, Allahumma barik lahum fi ma razaqtahum, waghfir lahum warhamhum, akala ta'amukum abrar, wa aftar 'indakum sa'ibun, wa sallat 'alaykum malaika. We have many narrations about even the dua you say to the people that offer you food. How often do we do that? Nah, thank you, brother. Barakallah fi. That's good. Jazakallah khair. But there's a special dua, which is barakah. There's barakah in the dua of the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. So have we even learned them? Have we even memorized them? You find that many Muslims don't know these adiyah. They know the dua for themselves, but not for the other people when they feed them. See, it's sad. So this is an example. Of course, there's more to it. I'm just giving you some examples. فالإنسان الموفق سبحان الله يمكن أن يحول العادات إلى عبادات. The person الموفق, who's موفق? Because this is in the Middle East, is someone's name. Of course, they call him موفق. aid? Muwaffaq is the one, you cannot translate it in one word in English, but it's one who's granted success. One who has been granted success. Tawfiq min Allah. Muwaffaq, the one whom Allah gave tawfiq. So the one who's granted success by Allah. The human being who's been granted success by Allah can turn or convert his adat, his habitual acts, into acts of worship. وَالْإِنسَانُ الْغَافِلْ يَجْعَلْ عِبَادَتَهُ عَدَاتِ. And the heedless person, he makes his very acts of worship into adat. So the question is, where do we stand? So the Shaykh said, رحمه الله, فَلْيَحْرِصْ الْمُؤْمِنِ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَجْعَلَ أَقْوَالَهُ وَأَفْعَالَهُ كُلُّهَا تَبَعًا لِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّةِ رَسُولِهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. صلى الله عليه وسلم. So let the believer be keen on making all of his actions, all of his statements and all of his actions, all of them following or according to the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, liyanala bidhalika al-ajr, so he may attain with that or through that the ajr, the reward. Wa yahsulu bihi kamal al-iman wal inaba ila Allah azza wa jalla, and through that he is able to acquire the perfection of faith and the state of wanting or being in the state of returning to Allah azza wa jalla, always returning to Allah and repenting to him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qawluhu lakin lamma akhbara an-nabiy sallallahu alayhi wa sallam anna ummatahu satafariqu ala 73 firqa كلها في النار إلا واحدة وهي الجماعة. However, or but, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informed us that the ummah shall divide into 73 sects, all of which will be in the hellfire except one, and that is the jama'ah. That is the jama'ah. يعني أن أمته أي أمة الإجابة لا أمة الدعوة. Very important discussion here. We have two ummah, or two umam, or ummatan. Who knows what they are? I hope you're not reading from the book, sir. Taqalain? La. The scholars divide the human beings in this regard after the Prophet ﷺ into two ummas. Ummah al-da'wa wa ummah al-ijaba. Ummah al-da'wa is the ummah of invitation, the nation of invitation, meaning those who are supposed to be invited to Islam, or those who were invited to Islam. Wa ummah al-ijaba, those who actually accepted that invitation and they responded to it and therefore became Muslims. The evidence for that. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wallahi nafsi biyadih, la yasma'u bi ahadun min hadhihi al-umma, yahudiyun wala nasrani, thumma yamutu wa lam yu'min billadhi ursiltu bihi illa kana min ashabin nar." Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. By the one in whose hand is my soul, none shall listen or hear about me from this umma. Then he said, whether Jew or a Christian. And then he dies without having accepted what I was sent with, except that he will be in hellfire. So he said, Ummah. Which Ummah? The Ummah of Da'wah. Those who were supposed to be invited to Islam. Allah says, وَاللَّهُ يَدْعُو إِلَى دَارِ السَّلَامِ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Allah invites everyone to the abode of peace, Jannah. But He guides whomsoever He wills to the right path, to the straight path. So Allah invites, that's Ummah to Da'wah. وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ أُمَّةُ الْإِجَابَةِ. You have to know these things. You have to know these two Ummahs. Ummah al-da'wa, Ummah al-ijaba. We are Ummah al-what? Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, we are Ummah al-ijaba. Imagine if we were Ummah al-da'wa and we didn't accept Islam. And we were sitting there fighting back and forth with the da'i. He's trying to invite us to Islam. We get philosophical. No, this Jesus died for me. All this nonsense. Imagine how crazy that would be. And then wind up in the hellfire forever. A'udhu billah. It's a ni'mah from Allah that we are Muslims. And don't think, akhi, because you're so intelligent, barakallah feek. No, it is not. It's because Allah guided us. Alhamdulillah. So how do we show thankfulness? You got the answer? Yeah. يعني أمة الإجابة لا أمة الدعوة. The ummah which is speaking about here is which one? أمة الإجابة. The Muslims will divide into 73. Because if someone said أمة الدعوة, like in the other hadith, that means that there will be Jews and Christians and Hindus and Buddhists and all 73, only Muslims will enter Jannah. No, no, no. That's a very dangerous explanation. That's why, because the other hadith mentioned, لا يسمع بأحد من هذه الأمة يهودي ولا نصراني. So he used the term أمة عليه الصلاة والسلام, then he referred to the Jews and the Christians. أمة الدعوة. أمة الدعوة. Here. It's the same guy also. Nothing changed in him. Same back, same everything. That's أمة الدعوة. أمة الإجابة is the one being referred to in this hadith. Because if someone didn't know this understanding, he could say, well, the Prophet said ﷺ that the ummah includes Jews and the Christians. Therefore, this hadith means that the ummah, human beings, will divide into 73, and the Muslims will be the one saved sect. It will no longer mean that among Islam, there will be division. Even though the beginning of the hadith will refute that, because the Yahud divided to 71, the Nasara into 72, but still, it keeps that door open. How do you close that door? By this understanding. The Ummatul Ijaba. لأن أمة الدعوة يدخل فيها اليهود والنصارى. أمة اليهود, أمة الدعوة includes the Jews and the Christians. وهم مفترقون, and they are already divided. What is the beginning of Surah Al-Bayyinah? لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. صحيح. Then what does it say after then, the third ayah? وما تفرق الذين أوتوا الكتاب إلا من بعد ما جاءتهم البينة. So they تفرق, they divided after the clear proof came to them. So they already divided. فاليهود على إحدى وسبعين فرقة. The Yahud have 71 groups or sects or denominations or whatever word you want to use. والنصارى على 72 فرقة, and the Christians have 72. وهذه الأمة على 73. We will exceed them in division. 73. Subhanallah. Very, very serious matter. Which tells you that not every Tom, Dick, and Harry is the one who you can learn Islam from. Especially nowadays with the YouTube and the Facebook. Everybody's out there. Everybody's out there. Not everyone you can take knowledge from. Your buddy, Imran Hussein. Huh? Did you read his last, did you hear his last fatwa? His last fatwa is, the Sunnis in Syria that are being killed by Bashar are terrorists. He said the opposition that is fighting the Syrian regime, he said there's no better word I can describe them with except they are terrorists. Alaykum salam. Can you imagine how يعني the last thing you would expect? Then he said Iran is the Islam, and Iran is the best representative of Islam, and Iran is the I don't know what of Islam in Saudi Arabia, this British blah blah blah. That's Imran Hussein for you, those who keep fighting and arguing on his behalf. But Allah exposed him. You see, Allah exposed him. And we told them, you cannot go for long before Allah exposes you. Now you go read the comments. The very people that were blind followers of Imran Hussein, they said, no way. They now realize he's infallible. And we told them before that he's infallible. He's giving you false interpretation of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ. This doesn't mean that it's religious symbolism. And this doesn't mean that it's religious symbolism. And this doesn't mean, and this is not correct. This hadith is rewritten. And then he's in hadith in Bukhari is fabricated. He claimed that the hadith in Bukhari is fabricated because they go against his usul. And now the Muslims, all these people are terrorists fighting the Shia regime, praising Iran, belittling Saudi Arabia, speaking about Wahhabis and whatever, and then claiming, what agenda is this? Want to have his own country, I don't know where, in Singapore, where they don't use all currency. The whole deen became, all of us are deviant according to him because you have paper money. How could you use paper money? Paper money is the biggest crime. Paper money is riba, so they use coins all. They're sitting there using coins. That's the whole deen became around the issue of currency. That's Imran Hussein. Alhamdulillah. Shamata, it's not like, it's just that Allah Azza wa Jal made it clear. Because it's a very serious issue. We have two conflicting ideologies here. And he made a lecture in refutation of what was said about him, called it, The Sufi, The Salafi, and Akhru Zaman. That's the title of lecture you can find on YouTube. The Sufi, The Salafi, and Akhru Zaman. Where he refutes us. And he claims that our methodology is deficient. And he cannot explain the things which he has understood. And he is the only one whom Allah given this secret knowledge which all the Muslim ummah and all the ulama from the senior scholars of the ulama until the least of them, all of them failed to understand what Imran Hussein figured out on his own, because he studied, you know, economy and whatever. This is crazy stuff. Can't even speak Arabic, ya Sheikh. Can't even speak proper Arabic. Where are you from the senior scholars and the ulama? You cannot understand Islam without Arabic. End of discussion. You can read a few texts and then come say, oh Allah, you came up with your own stuff. Yani, ya Sheikh, so the ummah is going to divide. Be careful. What I'm saying is be careful. Big following, people listen, people praise, doesn't mean jack. If the person is not on the aqidah of Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, run away. Just run in the opposite direction. Make sure that you are selective in terms of who you listen to and who you take knowledge from. Because many out there are saying all kinds of different things. Wallahu musta'an. Nas'Allah yahdiyahu. We ask Allah to guide him. Because he could be an asset. He has style, he has an approach, and he's a brother at the end of the day. We wish him goodness. We ask Allah to guide him so he can utilize this knowledge, which whatever he has, for the aqidah, right? Aqidah. But at the current moment, Allah musta'an. It's much, much more fitna. نعم وكلها تنسب نفسها إلى الإسلام. All of these groups will refer themselves to Islam. They will claim to be Muslims. واتباع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. And all of them will tell you, I'm following the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. And that is true. That is true. Everyone, the most deviant of innovators, they will tell you, I'm following the Sunnah. You are the مبتدع. Now you're the one who's not, you know, on the right. You're the Wahhabi. وقوله كلها في النار إلا واحدة. All of them will be in the hellfire. From the 73 except one. لا يلزم من ذلك الخلود في النار. The first thing we have to understand is that we're not Khawarij. What does that mean, we're not Khawarij? What is the belief of the Khawarij? Takfir. And takfir means what? If you go to Jahannam, you never go out because you're a kafir. You died as a kafir, you are eternally in Jahannam, wal'iyadhu billah. We say, Ahl-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah, that the fact that 72 will enter Jahannam does not mean that they will abide there in eternally. وَإِنَّمَا الْمَعْنَى أَنَّ عَمَلَهَا مِمَّا تَسْتَحَقُّ بِهِ دُخُولُ النَّارِ. What it means is that the deeds of these groups will be one which makes them deserving of entering the hellfire. But the affair is with Allah. Allah may forgive. We know Allah forgave many people that committed many sins. We have narrations from that, from people from Bani Israel, from before, who had committed. The man who was so sinful, that when he was about to die, he told his children, when I die, burn me into ashes and throw my ashes in the ocean, because if Allah were to get a hold of me, He will punish me in a way. And then after all this, or even in his statements, they were statements of kufr. He said, if Allah will be able to get a hold of me, He will punish me. Yani, as if he's saying that if you burn me and into ashes and throw me in the ocean, that Allah can no longer bring me back. Is this correct? This is kufr, because Allah is the one, يَبْدَأُ الْخَلْقُ ثُمَّ يُعِيدُهُ. Allah is the one who began the creation and will bring it back. Yet Allah forgave him. Yet Allah forgave him. It's Allah's affair, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the ulama said that it wasn't a kufr actually. It was, you know, he had an issue which justified it. It was justified. He feared Allah Azza wa Jal. And it was this kind of statement that he did not internally believe that Allah is unable to bring him back. But he's just trying to run away in any way possible. So there's a special tafsir of that particular hadith among the ulama. The point being is, they are deserving of the hellfire. We are not the ones who are going to say, no, you are from, you know, Tablighi Jama'at, you're going to hell. No. Say, yes, you know, you need to leave this Jama'ah, come to the Sunnah, and stop what, you know, some of this bid'ah that you're upon, sure. But to come and declare him to be going to the hellfire, that's none of your business, because you don't know. In fact, he may go to Jannah and we might wind up in the hellfire. So there's a line which we cannot cross. That many people get excited, you know. They get into the Sunnah and, you know, the whole manhaj of the Salafiyyah, and then they become blinded. They go after everybody, they're declaring everybody to be this and that. Extremism. And Islam is not a religion of emotionalism, nor a religion of extremism. We have to be moderate in this regard. Yes, this is deviance, but your affair is with Allah. We don't know. Allah may forgive whomever He wills. As long as it's not shirk, it's Allah may forgive it, subhanahu wa ta'ala. وهذه 73 فرقة هل وقعت الآن وتمت أو هي في المنظور. Very good question. The Sheikh said, these 73 groups, has it already occurred? Or is it something that we're still expecting? What do you guys think? Let's vote. Who believe that these 70 groups already, the 73 groups exist now? Raise your hands. The Mufti is refraining from the fatwa.
If you more than that, no.
Two? And who be, more than that? MashaAllah. No, that's another fatwa from Ibrahim. Quick fatwa, Shaykh. He, go, yeah, he goes over the hadith. 73, we'll add a few more. No problem. And who believes that they have not yet, it's something that we're still anticipating?
You mean completely or some of them already?
You cannot answer a question with a question, sir. I ask a question, you mean answer.
No, that's actually...
I'm asking what the Sheikh said. I cannot...
Actually, I believe what I'm saying, that could be some of them, for example, like could be that's number, and someone's coming yet.
طيب وزي ود الشيخ says أكثر الذين تكلموا في هذا على هذا الحديث قالوا إنها وقعت وانتهت. Most of those who have spoken about this hadith, they say this is already done, it's over with. وصاروا يقسمون أهل البدع إلى خمسة أصول رئيسية, and then they divide the people of innovation into five categories, fundamental or main categories. ثم هذه الخمسة الأصول يفرعون عنها فرقا. Then from these five main categories of deviance, like for example قدر, or the issue of تكفير, and the issue of the صحابة, their position against the صحابة, and so on and so forth, huh? Like the معتزلة and all these different things regarding the إيمان of the قبر and مقبر عذاب القبر. They divide them into five categories, and from these five they have subcategories now. They have other groups that are branching off these five categories. So each one branches off into a few other groups. حتى أوصلوها إلى 72 فرقة, until they reach 72. وأبقوا فرقة واحدة وهي أهل السنة والجماعة. They left one out, which is أهل السنة والجماعة. وقال بعض العلماء, however other scholars have said, إن الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أبهم هذه الفرق. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was ambiguous about these groups. ولا حاجة أن نتكلم فنقسم البدع الموجودة الآن إلى خمس أصول. And there's no need for us to go into this whole to discussion about this and to divide the bid'ah into five main categories or the people of bid'ah. ثم نقسم هذه الأصول فروع, and then we do this into subcategories or branches حتى يتم العدد, until we get this number. حتى إننا نجعل الفرع أحيانا فرقة تامة من أجل مخالفتها في فرع واحد, فإن هذا لا يعد فرقة مستقلة. And sometimes we try, يعني they go on to make another division, they make another group because of one variation with this other one. And the Sheikh said that one difference doesn't really constitute for you to make it a whole other group. يعني they're saying it's a little, it's going overboard, huh? She's overkilling it. فالأولى أن نقول, what is more, what should be given precedence in our statement, إن هذه الفرق غير معلومة لنا. These groups are unknown to us. ولكننا نقول, however we say, بلا شك أنها فرق خرجت عن الصراط المستقيم. They are groups that have gone away from the straight path. منها ما خرج فأبعد. Some of them have gone away and went far. ومنها ما خرج خروجا متوسطا. Some have gone in a moderate way. Excuse me, just a little bit. ومنها ما خرج خروجا قريبا. Some of them are just slightly off the path, slight deviation. ولا نلزم بحصرها. And we're unable, we're not confined, we're not, it's not necessary to go and enumerate them. لأنه ربما يخرج فرق تنتسب للأمة الإسلامية غير التي عددها العلماء. Because maybe there may be groups that will come after that will claim to be part of the Muslims, which the scholars did not yet mention. Things that will come. Then what are you going to do? When you say, okay, we already got the 72 from and then another one comes. Then where are you going to squeeze it? Of course they have an answer. They will say, well, this new one must be under one of these five. You see? So it's really, when you, the scholars, it's interesting how they deal with these things. على كل حال, لأنه ربما يخرج فرق تنتسب للأمة الإسلامية غير التي عدها العلماء. كما هو الواقع, as it is factually now, فقد خرج فرق تنتسب الإسلام من غير الفرق التي كانت قد عدت في عهد العلماء السابقين. We have actually groups now that have come out that are fall into this kind of deviance, which the scholars before did not ever mention. وعلى كل حال, at any rate, فالرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أخبر أن أمته أمة الإجابة, ستفترق على 73 فرقة. The Prophet ﷺ informed us that his ummah, the ummah of response, the ummah of answering, shall divide into 73 sects. كلها ضالة. All of them are astray. وفي النار. And they will be astray in the hellfire. إلا واحدة. Except واحدة وهي قال وهي الجماعة. The Prophet himself ﷺ said it's الجماعة. الجماعة. يعني التي اجتمعت على الحق ولم تفترق عليه. The one that agreed, اجتمعت. They came together in congregation around the truth and they did not dispute or differ regarding it afterwards. That's the جماعة. قوله وفي حديث عنه أنه قال أنه قال. In another narration from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, it was narrated that he said, هم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم وأصحابي. It is those who are upon what I am upon today and my companions. The firqa najiyah. The one group is the one upon what the Prophet ﷺ was upon and his sahaba on that day when he made that statement. صار المتمسكون بالإسلام المحض الخالص عن الشوب هم أهل السنة والجماعة. Then those who are sincerely, truly holding on to Islam without any additions, without anything that affects that purity, are أهل السنة والجماعة. قال وفي حديث عنه قال نعم من هم من كان على مثل ما أنا عليه اليوم أصحابي والذين كانوا على ما كان عليه الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام أصحابه هم الجماعة. Those who were upon what the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was upon in the Sahaba were the جماعة الذين استمعوا على شريعته. They all agreed upon the legislation of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. وهم الذين امتثلوا ما وصى الله به. And they are those who implemented what Allah had advised. أن أقيموا الدين ولا تتفرقوا فيه. That you should establish the religion and do not divide therein. Don't divide into the deen. فهم لم يتفرقوا. They did not divide. بل كانوا جماعة واحدة. They were one جماعة. Even though they differed, they did not separate. You have to differentiate between differing and separation. You may differ with your brother and still be with him in the car. You can both have two opposing opinions. And you're both stuck to your position. But you're buddies. Huh? When it's time to eat, خلاص. Or you can differ with them. You say, drop me off here. I don't want to stay with you in the car. That is called separation. Differing, there's room. اختلاف. كل اختلاف. The madhahib, the ulama of the madhahib, they had a plenty of اختلاف. More than you could ask for. The sahaba had اختلاف in the presence of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. Abu Bakr would differ with Umar on critical issues. I mean, this is normal. But their hearts were joined. The ummah was joined. They knew how to weigh things out. Nowadays, that's what we miss. We are missing wise people. Got plenty of people, but not that many wise people, which cannot evaluate what should be kept aside and what should be put forward and how to deal with things. So the smallest thing causes a huge difference. رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ becomes the core of the deen and the ultimate ultimatum between the one who's يعني خلاص. We're not saying it's not important, but the deen, there's a lot more to the ummah and to the deen than رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ. It is not the fine line of the sunnah. In the Maliki madhab, in the madhab of the Malikiyah, they keep their hands down. Don't speak about رَفْعُ الْيَدَيْنِ. They keep their hands down. And this is in the madhab of Malikiyah. And people used to pray that way from the Maliki until today. You say he's a kafir now? No. This is the position he follows. We say it's not the sunnah. But it doesn't mean that we declare war against him. But the Shia do it as well. So be careful. So when you see someone doing this, you have to now really worry. Is he a Maliki or is he a Shi'i? Naam. قال صار المتمسكون بالإسلام المحض الخالص عن الشوب هم أهل السنة والجماعة. جملة صار جواب الشرط في قوله لكن لما. So the sentence which begins with صار, they became, is the actual conditional clause or the conditional clause. And what do you call the other one which is the answer for the conditional clause? Right, you forgot grammar. Anyways, I forgot that one too. Whatever. So the not the conditional clause, like if you come on time, we will go to the beach. Okay, if is the conditional clause, we will go to the beach, has a special name in English grammar, which I cannot recall right now. But anyways, so, but here, صار is the answer for that conditional clause, لما, or لكن لما. فإذا سألنا, أو إذا سئلنا من أهل السنة والجماعة, if someone asks, or if we were asked, who are أهل السنة والجماعة, فنقول هم المتمسكون بالإسلام المهد الخالص عن الشوب. We say they are those who are adhering to the pure teachings of Islam, free from any additions and deviation. وهنا وهذا التعريف من شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية يقتضي أن الأشاعرة والماتريدية ونحوهم ليسوا من أهل السنة والجماعة. This explanation of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah necessitates that the Ash'ari, the Ash'arites and the Maturidiyya are not from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. And put a few lines right there under not. They're not from Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. Even though the Ash'aris are predominant, they're all over the place. Among even the, you know, there's this Qaradawi and this whole group of scholars which you get from Azhar usually. Even some of the English-speaking du'at who graduated from Azhar, unfortunately they were, you know, they received that aqidah as well. And then of course most of the Sufis out there, Hamza Yusuf and Nunu and the Shilla, all of these pretty much are more or less Asha'ira with all the deviations that come along with it. It's a full package of non problems. Hey. And you know, there's a huge war between them and Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, but they claim that they are Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. No, they're not. لِأَنَّ تَمَسُّكَهُمْ مَشُوبٌ بِمَا أَدْخَلُوا فِيهِ مِنَ الْبِدَعِ. Their adherence has been contaminated with additions that they have inserted from innovation or of innovation. وَهَذَا هُوَ الصَّحِيحُ. This is the correct position. أَنَّهُ لَا يُعَدِّ الْأَشَاعِرَ وَالْمَاتْرِيدِيَّةِ فِي مَا ذَهَبُوا إِلَيْهِ فِي أَسْمَاءِ اللَّهِ وَصِفَاتِهِ مِنَ أَهْلِ السُّنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. They are not to be considered among Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah in regards to the names and attributes of Allah, the Asha'ira and the Maturidiyya. They're not considered to be Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah. وَكَيْفَ يُعَدُّونَ مِنْ أَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ فِي ذَلِكَ مَعْ مُخَالَفَتِهِمْ لِأَهْلِ السُنَّةِ وَالْجَمَاعَةِ. How are we going to consider them with Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah when they go against Ahl al-Sunnah wal-Jama'ah? It's a very critical issue. لأنه يقال إما أن يكون الحق فيما ذهب إليه هؤلاء الأشاعرة والماتريدية. Because you have to come up with a final conclusion. The final conclusion is either what they have chosen, الأشاعرة والماتريدية, either what they have chosen is the truth, they are the ones with the truth, the choice is the truth, أو الحق فيما ذهب إليه السلف, or the truth is what the Salaf had accepted, as in the righteous predecessors who followed the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ومن المعلوم أن الحق فيما ذهب إليه السلف. And it is known that the correct, the position, the correct or the truth is with what the Salaf had chosen. لأن السلف هنا هم الصحابة والتابعون وأئمة الهدى من بعدهم. Because the Salaf here means the Sahaba and the tabi'un, those who followed them, and the imams of guidance among the tabi'in and atba' tabi'in. So talking about heavyweight. And if anyone has any doubt in regards to that, you must get your hands on the book of Imam al-Dhahabi. Al-Imam al-Dhahabi has an excellent compilation called Al-Ulul al-Aziz al-Ghaffar, with the introduction of Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah. Al-Ulul, the transcendence of the mighty, the most forgiving. And basically it's a compilation of the statements of the Salaf, going from the Sahaba downwards to the Imams, to the more than you can think, hundreds and hundreds of the Imams of the Salaf, all of them affirming the Ulu of Allah, which is where we really bump heads with the Asha'ira and the Maturidiyya. This is the real thing. Allah is everywhere. Allah was no place before and is still no place after. And they go into this, all this, you're given Allah, body, anthropomorphism, Wahhabi, this and that, Mujassid, and all this nonsense that they say all the time on their channels. This is the thing. All of the ulama, you can get quotes from Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah, and from Imam Shafi, and Imam Ahmad. All of the imams of the Salaf agreed about this, huh? So these are the Salaf, what is intended. The Asha'ira Maturidiyya, they went against them. May Allah forgive him. نعم. فإذا كان الحق في مذاهب السلف وهؤلاء يخالفونهم, then if the truth is with what the Salaf have chosen and those are going against them, صاروا ليسوا من أهل السنة والجماعة في ذلك, then they become not among أهل السنة والجماعة in this regard. And believe it or not, we have one, this is not even a page, one, it's going at one, two, 5. And we'll be done with the book. So with this we conclude the dars. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad.